Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the fourth day of August, 2010. We've got a guest joining us coming up in the third hour. We haven't had on in about 6 months, Dr. Michael Kaufman. He has the new book, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided. And, of course, he's an expert on the UN Biosphere Agenda 21, Carbon Tax Takeover. He's a big part of my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And so we're going to have him on to talk about his new book and a host of other important information today coming up in the third hour. In the first 2 hours, we're going to have wide open phones, but specifically on several topics that I want to get your take on. Wide open phones, anybody can call in, not just first-time callers. If you disagree, if you agree, but it's specifically on several topics I'm about to throw out here. I'm going to be honest with you. I am reassessing everything we do on this radio/TV transmission. We've always covered eugenics. We've discussed how it guides the globalist and how the entire architecture of the planetary tyranny they're building is designed to attack humanity. But psychologically and intellectually, I know I'm 100% right, because our enemies are so arrogant, they're just admitting everything they're doing. And they are murdering us. They are killing us. They are brain damaging us. They are people who take on a camouflage of liberal, altruistic love when they are a pack of vicious, murdering criminals. And I really think we need to turn the heat up on them, and I don't know exactly how to do that. I mean, I try to expose them, but that's not enough. That's not enough when they're assaulting us and killing us. I'm going to be honest with you. Every time my children come over to me and hug me and kiss me and tell me how much they care about me and how proud they are of me, and then I think about how we have these criminals running our society and how they're doing everything they can to hurt my children and how they put poison out in the food and in the water and how it's almost impossible to keep my children away from what they're doing. I have intense feelings of love, not just for my children, but everybody else. And I see all over the news the children with all their hair falling out and dying, and I know they're being killed by the globalist. And I'm just saying, I'm not going to put up with this. And you shouldn't put up with this. If somebody came to your door and knocked on it, and you opened the door, and they beat you over the head, or they stabbed you, you would have a right to defend yourself, or if they pulled a gun out to kill you, or they broke in your house. And that's federal and state law. You have a right to defend yourself. But when Gardasil came out 3 years ago, they knew in the trials that it killed large percentages of the girls that took it. And they did it as a test. They came out, and they had Governor Perry claim it was mandatory. That was a hoax. He just put it on the list of vaccines recommended by the state to the health department. They then lie, and the media then lies and tells you it's the law to take it to go to school for 11, 12, and 13-year-olds. And then it came out, and they said, yeah, it's killed people, and it's causing autoimmune diseases in others. And they just say that, we don't care, we're now going to inject boys too, and it's going to brain damage you, and it's going to cause autoimmune diseases, and it's going to make you bleed out of every orifice, and it's going to kill some of you because it's liberal and loving. I mean, it's just mind control. How they just come right out and say, we're going to put lithium in your water. They admit sodium fluoride's giving people cancer. They know it does it, and they just laugh at you. They're assaulting us. They're attacking us. The city of Austin puts fluoride in the water where I live, and they know it increases cancer. They hate your guts. They're a pack of psychopathic, murdering criminals. I'm going to come back and talk about this, but I'm done.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're live. This is the heart of the resistance. It's the best we've got. Doing the best job we can, and hopefully God will carry us the rest of the way. I want to illustrate something, and then we're going to open the phones up specifically on this question. What do you believe we should do to break the silence, to break the conditioning, and to rally free humanity against the forced drugging and poisoning of the entire food and water supply, as well as vaccines being rolled out in mass that literally send in live viruses to eat the neuron receptor sites for anger and resistance and strength? They admit they want lithium in the water. They're already putting it in, but they're now pushing it publicly to make you servile. Sodium fluoride. We had a top brain surgeon on yesterday who read from top EPA and FDA scientists, thousands of which have signed public letters in the last decade begging the government to take sodium fluoride out and citing hundreds of studies admitting it at least doubles cancer in the bones, in the liver. They come out and they admit they're going to approve Gardasil 3 years ago. They admit it kills people in the trials. And then they tell these dumbed-down, fluoride-head housewives who are so trusting, and these soccer moms and these soccer dads, take your daughters in, give them the shots. And then I literally saw scores of local newscasts where they'd show the girl on a ventilator, the cheerleader, over and over again. And then they'd show newscast of them deader than a hammer. And we just calmly sit here and we take it. They knew 60 years ago when they approved corn syrup that when they gave it to rats, they more than quadrupled their chances of cancer. Here it is, raw story today, citing mainstream reports. Corn byproduct, fructose, literally fuels cancer cell growth, study finds. They knew when they approved more than five decades ago bisphenol A that in every study of monkeys and rats and guinea pigs, I'm getting chills right now. I actually got chill bumps because as a normal human, I understand this violent assault. I know I'm being attacked. Just like if somebody breaks in my house at night, I'm going to get out of bed and just, you know, defense mode. And anybody who's red-blooded would. But more and more, they're reporting people lay down and let themselves be attacked. Six kids slipped in one after the other like lemmings into a river, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to swim. People just walk out in front of cars now. They just pull out in front of cars. And the studies show they're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They've been turned into zombies. You wonder why the public can't resist. You wonder why the public can't get angry. Have you noticed the illegal aliens can protest by the tens of millions nationwide multiple times a year? Because they're coming from Mexico. They're still red-blooded. Their water's not fluoridated. I'll tell you this. I look at the illegal aliens. They're a lot more alive than the average Hispanic, black, white, or Asian that's been living in this country eating the poisons. You go down to Mexico, they don't have all these additives in the food, though that's starting to change. You look at old black and white photos of your grandparents, your great-grandparents, their eyes are electric. They look awake. They look alive. You look at people now, they look like zombies. I look at these illegal aliens. I watch them out my window while they're building a house across the street. Those people, their eyes are on fire. You can see it. It makes me rethink everything. It starts making me think about geopolitical movements. Perhaps all we've got's the third world left. It looks like the West has already been ruined. Perhaps I should just join with those people and actually go and try to wake them up to what's happening and say, fine, I'll be for your La Reconquista. Don't abort your kids. Don't take the shots. Maybe they'll listen, because I've been studying in Africa and Asia and the Middle East. When the UN pulls up with armored vehicles and they've made local payoffs to police to forcibly inject everybody, the people run to the hills. They fight to the death because they know that when their women are injected, they always come for the pregnant women. That's in the programs. And they have miscarriages and then become sterile. They run. They fight in Peru, and then it came out they were being sterilized down there. But Americans may be too far gone on average, already chemically lobotomized, already can't even get angry, already can't even wake up. I don't even know what to say anymore. I've got all this other news here on immigration and the economy and Iran and an attempted bombing of Ahmadinejad, and election news, and government-run healthcare information, and congressman calling for the execution of WikiLeaks whistleblower, and calls to shut down WikiLeaks and arrest Julian Assange. More and more, it looks like they're the real deal. We've been analyzing it. We've not been sure. But none of it matters when you realize there is a scientific dictatorship in their own words, in their own textbooks, in all their own documents, and they're cold-bloodedly just doing it. They know bisphenol A and all the major plastic products and food packaging is massively destroying and disrupting your hormones and sterilizing you and giving you cancer. It's all admitted. They know these different corn products are filled with mercury and are toxic and are killing people. They know. That's their plan. It's not an accident. They're now out in the open saying they're doing it for our own good. And then I've got the Sunshine Project documents that I'm going to do a whole report on later this week or next week that we covered 10 years ago, but what's old is new, that I went over two nights ago when I just remembered it and pulled it up. We did some research and found it, and found articles where the Marine Corps demanded that the Sunshine Project take it down, and they refused and then got attacked, where they have got helicopter bases everywhere with waiting helicopters, with nerve gas to kill people, with synthetic weaponized opiates to knock you out. And, ladies and gentlemen, the Pentagon is studying flying over and spraying you, and then forget just lithium and fluoride and all the poisons they put in the water that dumb you down and give you cancer and sterilize you or reduce fertility, bare minimum. Flying over and just spraying us, and then you have a fever, you have brain inflammation, the viruses they spray, and that's in all their studies. They want to put it in the food where you can't get away from it, where the food, the tomatoes, the potatoes, the bananas, that's CNN, grow the virus in it. You eat it, and then literally you can't get upset, you can't resist. I mean, this is all in hundreds of news reports in the last 2 weeks. They have come out, and they're pushing it like, oh, I know you're chomping at the bit, but you got to wait. It'll be a year or two, but then it's going to be available. And you're going to have all these new vaccines that aren't even vaccines, that are DNA reprogrammers. And that's another lie. You know, they give it all, oh, it's a cognitive brain boost. You're not going to be upset anymore. We're designed to get upset about tyranny. We're designed to be upset about government overtaxing us and trying to tell our... Listen, I've sent my children for the last 5 years to the First Methodist Church Vacation Bible School every August. Can't send them. Pulled them out Monday. They sit there with a puppet telling them, go tell your parents the earth is dying. Go tell them they've got to have light bulbs like this, the mercury-filled light bulbs that admittedly cause all sorts of neurological disorders. And it's not that that church is even bad. They're just brainwashed. They're just promoting it everywhere. It's just, it's the private schools, it's the churches, it's everything. You're supposed to get angry about that. You're supposed to do something about it. That's what the anger and the concern is for. More and more I see articles every couple days where people will watch out of a high-rise apartment, even in a nice part of town, as a woman is beaten and raped in an alleyway, and no one even helps her, and no one even calls 911. I mean, I wouldn't call 911, or maybe as I was running down the stairs of the apartment building, I would. I'd go out there with a firearm and protect that woman. And people would consider me a hero. I'm not a hero. I'm normal. I'm what my species has always been. I'm a human being, like my ancestors. I'm strong. I'm red-blooded. I've got courage. It's like when I saved that lady who was choking to death. I was in the bathroom at the La Madeline 7-8 years ago. And I went to the bathroom. My wife and my son are out there. He was a baby at the time. And I come out, everybody's gathered around this woman who's turning blue, and I say, do the Heimlich, and they started trying to resist me, and they were just like parrots saying, call 911, call 911. And I said, she'll be dead by the time they get here. And I had to shove them out of the way to save the lady. And then they were like, oh, you're such a hero. Oh, you're such a hero. Trying to, they're just scum. They're just scum. But they're not scum. They have been turned into scum by the drugs in the water and the food. A bunch of passive lemmings, brainwashed by TV, brainwashed by culture, drugged, all these different systems of control overlaid. And so we are being assaulted, and we have to recognize it. I mean, it's on record they know what corn syrup and bisphenol A and GMO corn and rice is doing. It's on record that they know what mercury and the vaccines are doing. It's on record. This is a criminal global government that wants to make you submit to their tyranny and oppression, and they know you're waking up, so now they're moving straight to viruses that they'll spray on our cities to make us servile slaves, and they're announcing it. And 1-800-259-9231, I want to hear your take on this specifically and how we should resist it. We need banner hangs, we need websites, we need protests, we need to go to city councils, we need to get aggressive and say, listen, you may be a little corrupt mayor who makes jokes about this, but here's all the government's own reports. Listen, you little accomplice to murder, get it out of our water!
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, this is old news for our listeners. We told you over a year ago with PrisonPlanet.com articles, we read the actual federal regulations where by law they store the naked images. It is a biometric scan. It is now the top Drudge Report story from CNET News, Declan McCullough. And good for Declan, but he still only gets about one-tenth of the story. These are really biometric 360 scans for wave millimeter projection cameras going up worldwide that shoot through your clothes and get a 100% ID on you. So not only are they storing them, And not only do they have fist fights on a weekly basis where they make the employees go through and they make fun of their breasts and genitals and their fist fights, they are saving it and demanding that Hollywood stars sign printouts of their naked body. Now, we've been telling you this for a year. They went in several years ago at select airports. They're going in at all airports, all major airports. They're now forcing people in El Paso. The El Paso Times admits everyone must go through it. Here's the deal, you little control freak criminals, okay? Just because you're stupid, and don't know what these are for, and that they give you 20 to 50 times the radiation they'd originally said, and top universities say that it's going to give you cancer. And you idiots that work around these machines, they have backscatter that's splattering out of it. You're being hit by it as well. They don't have you get behind a lead wall like they have radiologists and doctors do. And nurses that take x-rays. And so most of you TSA people are going to die. And you know what the number one thing is you're going to get? And the studies show this? Testicular cancer. Oh, it'll give you skin cancer, the studies show, and testicular because they're on the surface. So, hey, you want to have your testicles chopped off when they get big old cancer growths on them? Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the shots. And you know what, all you soccer moms, as they come out with these brain-boosting vaccines that admittedly eat brain cells and go in and reprogram your brain, go ahead, take your daughters and sons in and kill them deader than a hammer. Take their psyche away. Psychologically kill them. Everything I've told you is true. I'm done. I'm sick of it. I can't just sit here and calmly report on this anymore and watch them murdering us. And you police and military and government bureaucrats and all of you that are given petty uniforms, you have zero power outside of that uniform that you animate. You are literally ring wraiths of pure death. You may not know it, but I'm telling you straight up. You come out and you speak out and you say no. Your children are sucking down the corn syrup and the bisphenol A. Your children are sucking down the fluoride and the GMO. Don't say you weren't warned. Don't say somebody didn't tell you. Here it is, CNET News. A year after we told you, and I want to get Paul Watson on the line, then I'm going to your calls after this break. I want to get Paul online to give him his mission on air. Paul Watson, our hardest worker when it comes to writing, and everybody does a great job. He's here now. He's not home. He's here. Let's bring Watson up right now. Paul Watson.
Hi, Alec.
Well, here is CNET News, a division of CBS News. Feds admit storing checkpoint body images at one federal courthouse just from Florida. They have saved tens of thousands of images. Of course, it's for their naked body scanning. And we reported on this 11 years ago that major clothiers were putting in tailor machines that scan your body. That data is then sold to the feds. This is a biometric scan. It gives you cancer, and they're storing your naked body, and it violates child porn laws. I want you to do an article saying naked body scanners, aren't just storing it, the rest of the story, and tell people, see, we told you so, in all those, 10, 15 or more articles that you and Steve and Kurt have written, when we documented that their own documents say they're storing it, which shows they're a pack of criminal liars. Of course they lied to you. All they do is lie to the public and tell you that everything's okay. Watson, this is incredible, though, that these creatures now admit it gives you cancer and that they are storing it, and it does scan your genitals, and they are keeping it for law enforcement, Watson.
Well, I mean, they've lied about these body scanner devices at every turn. I mean, they were introduced on the basis that they don't show clear images of genitalia, and yet, right from the very beginning, on the TSA's own website, you could go on there and see the kind of images that these produce, and they produce a clear outline of genitalia. Indeed, that's what the researchers, for example, from the London Guardian, who went in and looked at the trial, said that it produces, quote, eerily visible images of genitalia.
And to make sure they've got the scanner tuned right, they look at the genital, the female folds and the male shape, to make sure it's tuned. Just like a photographer looks at the eye or looks at moles on the face when you're taking a photo, when you're tuning a camera to focus it, a video camera or a still photo, in the handbook, they are told to look at the genitals, training them. Watson, it's just so incredible. Stay there. I want to get some final comments from you on this. Then I'm getting back into the mass extermination program. And then your phone calls, Mark, Jason, Miguel, Beth, Craig, and others. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
I haven't even gotten in to the point that in Texas they've now admitted that, oh, they take all your baby's DNA at birth and give it to the Pentagon, and the Pentagon gives your local community money. And they act like, oh, you know, the headline is State of Texas bartering your baby's DNA. They're not bartering it. It's a 38-year-old secret global program. But the media never reports on the full story. They go, okay, it's true. The conspiracy theorists are right. They're storing your baby's DNA. Now, look at this CNET news story, top news story on Drudge. We just posted it, linked to it up on Infowars.com. Feds admit storing checkpoint body scan images. And it says the federal marshals have a Gen 2 machine hooked in, and at one airport, 40,000 images. It says that they boast that it can be operated remotely, and the Gen 2 detection engine capability is stored with your name, and your naked body 360 scan is then transferred to the federal marshals, and they have a naked body scan of your children, your wife. Isn't that funny? I mean, imagine if the cops grabbed your wife off the street randomly, stripped her down and took color photos of her, you'd go crazy. But they run you through the airports and do this, and it's A-OK. Paul Watson, this is incredible.
Well, I mean, the shocking thing about it is that the fact that these images produce clear, you know, visible shots of genitalia, and you've got children going through these. In the UK, they make you go through them. You don't get a choice. And it breaks child pornography laws. And you know, a lot of these kind of people that work for the TSA and airport security have been habitually caught abusing their power. And many of them have been caught using these naked body scanners to harass their own colleagues. So you've got the worst possible breed of individuals running these machines. They completely violate privacy. And they produce radiation at 20 times the dose we were originally told. Columbia University reported back in June that they were placing millions of people at risk.
Well, I want to be clear. They give you cancer. That's mainline scientists and universities. They lied from the beginning about what the machines are even for. They're designed to get a naked 360 biometric scan of your body. And from the inception, the Electronic Privacy Information Center got the documents that these devices are designed to be deployed in a way that allows the images to be routinely stored and recorded, which is exactly what the Marshall Service is doing. 35,314 images stored just on one machine in Orlando, Florida, from the airport. Everybody run through that at that one airport, 35,000 plus stored. It's totally illegal. The criminal, degenerate, murderous Homeland Security lied to everybody and said they weren't. From the beginning, they were doing it. Just like they lie about why the fluoride's in the water when their own documents say it's meant to sterilize you and give you cancer. Just like they lie about bisphenol A and now admit it's sterilizing us and giving us cancer. I mean, Watson, we've got to wake up, even myself and you and everyone, just how murderous and lying and criminal they are. They are complete scumbag criminals, and they have a bunch of dumbed-down fluoride head, TSA cops and others, that'll do whatever they're told, and it's total evil. They're bathing our children in radiation in the naked body scanners. They're saying they're going to have a mobile on the streets of America to travel. They've got dumbed-down, brain-damaged cops pulled from the general public running it. They all think it's funny. They're a pack of total scum.
Well, the good news is, I mean, there's a revolt against these body scanners. Dubai Airport said they're not getting them. And in Idaho, you had that bill whereby they would throw them out and not allow them in Idaho. So if people lobby their government at the state level, then we can get these thrown out. And then if there's a boycott of the airports that do continue to use them, fewer economic forces will drive them out of existence.
Absolutely. If not, they're going to put them in the shopping malls, on the streets, at the public schools. It's all been announced. They've gone in courthouses all over the country. They run small children through them. In the case in Denver, one protest and pointing out it was illegal to scan children's genitals, they now don't scan children. Again, they want to train you to let the police take your blood at federally funded checkpoints. That goes in DNA databases. Nothing to do with drunk driving. They're just setting the precedent of medicalizing the police to carry out the medical tyranny. And again, police, you've been assaulted and poisoned. Most of you are going to die young of cancer. You're brain damaged just like everybody else. You must understand the government is run by murdering criminals who hate you and your family. You must join us now. Wake up out of your mind control. I mean, Watson, do you understand why I'm so frustrated? How this is just all out in the open. It's all completely evil. Bloomberg reports that every major insurance company is now stealing people's death benefits when their husband or son die in Iraq. They're stealing everything. They're admittedly doing this. They're stolen tens of trillions. The country's going under. We're going into a depression. The carbon taxes are meant to shut our economy down. India and China don't have to do it. It's just total evil. Don't people get that this is not a frontal military assault? It is a covert scientific dictatorship where they announce the vaccines, the naked body scanners, the GMO crops, everything with a front cover story. But it's never that. And we've analyzed their attack profile. I always know exactly what they're doing. And then I can search what my mind already comes up with and read the exact words they've written because I know the enemy that well. I knew it was a biometric 360 shoot because I'd seen it 10 years ago. Boom, they admit it is. I knew it was being stored by the federal marshals who were over the air marshals. Boom, it's now admitted. I knew it was massive cancer increases. Boom, now admitted. I mean, they get to fry you. They get to train you to be a slave. They get your biometric scan. And then they criminally, viciously, hatefully lie the entire time telling the public in the last year that they weren't saving it and that it didn't give you cancer. They are murdering scum. People have to get this. They're murdering you with soft kill with the radiation. You don't die there on the spot. You die 10 years later. They're murdering you with the food. They know what they're murdering eugenicist. They are murdering criminal government. And now all these sheriffs and all these prominent people are coming out and saying, we have a criminal government. It's waging war against America. We have a criminal, yes, we have a criminal, murderous murder government. I mean, just the murdering trash. They're murdering all of us, and I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of all the dumbed down cowards that go along with it. Watson.
Well, it's all out there in the open. I mean, we've passed that stage, but now the problem is, as you said, people are ingesting and bathing themselves in this neurotoxin, sodium fluoride, that removes their aggression, that makes them docile and compliant. That's why the communists use it in the gulags. That's why the Nazis used it in the concentration camps. And really, the battle now is about just making people look up from the stupor of their own controlled brainwashing, which is why, as you've been doing recently, focusing on what people are actually putting in their bodies and the effect that that has.
So, and it's by design. You know, countless comments and emails I get say, well, I know it's admitted that bisphenol A sterilizes and gives us cancer. I know it's admitted that fluoride's doing it. I know it's admitted that they're coming out with vaccines that brain damage you by design. But you know what? They're just doing it because they're greedy. No, they're doing it because they are greedy. They want to get rid of everybody. And Watson, I really appreciate you joining us. Let's get some reports out on this. Let's get Steve on this as well. And let's just point out that we, a year ago and repeatedly since then, have written articles with the documents that are now being reported on by CBS News and CNET that we told everybody and that it's even worse than what they're being told. You can just search. We found it again last week, guys. What was the search I told you to find where the clothing companies are using biometric scans for tailoring? And then that's really being used as a biometric. See, that's how they trick you. Oh, step right in here. We're going to give you a good fit. Meanwhile, that company's real business isn't just selling clothes. It's getting your biometric fingerprint of your body. And it's the same thing with this. It's the same thing with the airports. It's meant to train you to be humiliated. Because you'll put up with your children being naked body scanned. You'll put up with anything. It's meant to give you cancer, and it's meant to be stored in these databases, and the government lied about it. I mean, when do they not lie, Watson?
Well, you can tell when they're lying because their lips are moving.
And they state they want to get rid of us. It's on record. Watson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
I mean, I'm here watching them slow kill us. I'm here watching their stealth death. I'm here watching them. And I made that video that became the number one search term yesterday, thanks to you again, the number one search term in the country, brain-eating vaccines. That's something a layman could understand, and that's what it does. But the media is like, oh, it reprograms. It changes your DNA, which is a technical term. It goes in and attacks the neuroreceptors so that when your brain gets threatened by something, it gives an order for hormones to be released by the hypothalamus and the thyroid and other things so that you can then get geared up to defend yourself. But they're saying that's abnormal. All of you are sick. This is all over the news. You need a shot to make you happy. You're not going to be angry or nervous anymore. When you pull up to that police checkpoint with their naked body scanning you and taking your families away from you, when your preacher's up there telling you go to the FEMA camp as they've been trained to do, clergy response team, don't worry. you're going to have this shot and you're not going to be worried about anything anymore. You're not going to be worried about becoming homeless. You're not going to worry about being euthanized down the road. You're not going to be worried about anything because the loving vaccine has cured you of your humanity. It's literally killed who you were. It's turned you into a biological robot. Do you realize it's 2010? Let me ask you this question, then we're going to your calls. 800 years ago in medieval England, they were incredibly oppressive, dominated the public, kept the public on about 5% of the land through feudalism to keep them near starvation as a tool of control. They wrote manuscripts on it all over Europe. Same thing with the shogun and the Japanese samurai. Same deal. They told you what time to go to bed, what to wear, what to do. Samurai would routinely call somebody up from the rice paddy and chop them up just to demonstrate their power. They were allowed to kill whoever they wanted. Now, if they could have had an injection that made the public servile individuals who couldn't fight back, would they have injected in Japan 500 years ago or England 800 years ago, would they have injected the serfs? 100% they would. Well, here's the deal. Despite the fluoride and the lithium and the bisphenol A and all the things they're adding to your food and water, and despite the fact that the U.S. IQ has dropped between 10 and 15 points in the last 20 years, you can just search the term IQ in the United States dropping. Not the education level, not the test scores. Those are dropping too. Physically, people are dumb. They're dumber. I mean, most people can't even hardly talk anymore, or they can't get upset, or they can't get motivated. The strongest, most focused, most hardcore people the world had ever seen, the people of the United States, now the fattest, the dumbest, the weakest, the most servile, because you have been chemically attacked. And most of the politicians don't know about this. They just drink it and go along with it. They're the same. But when you read about the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the British royalty, the Dutch royalty, in every documentary about them, they have giant plantations in walled cities. I saw a PBS documentary about Prince Philip where they have their own beef, all of their own crops. And when they travel, it's prepared and shipped with chefs. And they are incredibly careful about what they eat and what they do. And, you know, they're living to be 100 years old on average, routinely up to 100, these royal families. 95, you know, for the men, 100 plus for the women. And they're walking around in public. Think of them when they go to a shopping mall every once in a while or when they're in public. They get to look at how they're mutating people. They get to look at the pallor and the poisoning. They get that enjoyment over you that they have engineered a system to slowly murder you and your family, and they enjoy it so much. And now they've already got you so chemically poisoned that they're coming out and saying, okay, yeah, we know you're going to want this. That's how all these articles push it. Oh, it's so great. They're about to start trials with the troops with something that reprograms their brain that'll make them feel better. Yeah, hundreds of vaccines at a time, live viruses. Oh, Gardasil's going to be so great for your girls. A couple thousand people die a year of cervical cancer. So we're going to fix that. Oh, by the way, the vaccine insert admits it doesn't even protect you from it, but it will cause an autoimmune response, and there's a good chance it's going to kill you. And the moms are like, oh, good. And then their mom's always on the news going, my baby's dead. Shows her on the respirator, then shows her at the funeral. They killed her. The doctor says it was the vaccine. And the government's just like, that's right. And because you're on sodium fluoride and bisphenol A, lady, you can't even resist us. If somebody comes to your door to kill you with a hatchet, you have a right to defend yourself. Well, what do we do about scum, control freaks who've drugged us up to the point now that they think we're so drugged out of our minds? Key chemicals to make us not be able to become angry and to be assertive and to commit to something. You know, my parents never gave me vaccines. I've never had any vaccines except when I almost chopped my arm off one time. That big old scar right there. And they gave me shots at the hospital. I've had tetanus shots. When I was a child, I noticed I got a headache every time I brushed with sodium fluoride toothpaste and would have to lay down on the couch. So I quit brushing with that and started just brushing with soap. Didn't even say anything to my dentist father. I just didn't like feeling good in the morning brushing and then feeling ill. So I quit. I could never drink the Dallas water. It tasted like kerosene. And I still drank a lot of fluoridated water, and so a lot of who I would have been has been destroyed. But I've still got enough humanity and enough primitive focus to integrate with my intellectual compass and resist these people. They're murdering you and your families. I love the police officers. I'm not at some macho primitive level wanting to have war with you. I realize you're brain damaged, brainwashed enforcers of death. I don't hate the average bureaucrats. They don't know. The average stupid mayor, you know, here in Austin who won't take the fluoride out, even though they're there every week demanding it be taken out, and their own scientists say it's deadly. They just, you know, it's just a big joke to them. But we've got to go to these mind-numbed criminals and tell them, look, I don't care if you say it's good for me, you little piece of trash. You don't have a right to medicate me. I mean, we need to start picketing their houses. We need to start leafleting their neighborhoods. We need to get aggressive. This is a full-on war. And I'm going to add this. We've got a new special. The Obama, 4 copies for the price of 1. Buy one, get one free. That was very popular. So now we're offering Fall of the Republic, Part 2 of the Obama Deception, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, excellent film to wake people up, and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. We've analyzed that attack profile. You'll get more information here than anywhere else on the whole police state takeover. You can get 1 copy, get 3 free, or get 2 copies, get 8 free. And we're running this for 2 weeks, just like we did the Obama Deception. And when it's gone, it's gone, and your purchase supports this broadcast. But you get these, give them to everybody you know, burn copies of them, hand them out to everyone, never stop. We're going to beat these people. We can beat these sicko bullies if we just get angry and get fired up. You can also download these films in high quality at prisonplanet.tv, burn them to disk. Folks, you are the solution. You are the key. You know you're under attack. We need to get in the streets and get angry and from the rooftops warn people and sound the alarm now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe
safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, we're going right to your calls. Yesterday, we posted the video, Media Pushes Brain-Eating Vaccine. That's the title. I want you to search that term again and drive it to number one so that everybody can see this video. It's had 37,000 views. When it updates in the next few hours, it'll probably be 100,000. I want it to be 500,000 by Sunday. It needs to be 100,000,000. Everybody needs to know that they're rolling out brain-eating vaccines. That's what they do, that literally brain damage you, that are live viruses, in one of these cases, a herpes re-engineered virus to attack the brain, and telling you it's a brain booster. But I've read the patents. We've got to get that out. Media pushes brain-eating vaccine. It's posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's an article, but at the bottom of the article is the video. Get it out to everyone. Please help us. Now, look, I'm going to get into a bunch of other news and take your calls on this subject. We got a guest coming up in about an hour and 5 minutes. I got a bunch of other important news on the economy. It's just getting worse and worse by the minute. And this is why they want to collapse society, so we're dependent on government health care and the system so they can force all this on us. It's a slaughterhouse. I mean, have I gotten through to any police and military? Because you're going to be used to enforce this, and the doctors and the medical people. And I want them to get in on air. 1-800-259-9231. I'm giving each caller about 1 minute. Let's talk to Jason in Georgia. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I mean, I think you can tell I'm totally freaked out, as I should be, about this.
I hear you. Listen, I guess Saturday night was a week ago. ABC ran a, I believe it's 2020, whatever their news show is there. The cheerleader that got the Guillain-Barré syndrome from the flu shot, you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, well, did you see that segment?
No, I didn't.
Well, it was actually, for the first few minutes of it, a fair piece, amazingly, but they wrapped it up, obviously, by having their experts on and calling her an idiot and claiming she faked it.
Well, it's and they always use a case example to claim it's all fake. The drug insert, the vaccine insert for H1N1, says that it causes Guillain-Barré, and the British government just admitted that it gave a tenfold increase in convulsions with the H1N1 shot. So, yes, they're running disinfo pieces, literally taking part in the murder and brain damage of the public. These are sellout media mercenaries who love what they're doing.
My wife's a pharmacist at a hospital here locally, and I guess it was flu season. As it rolled around, they tried to get everybody to take the shot. She didn't take it, but yet her supervisor, who's a pharmacist also, you know, basically put extreme pressure on her, mocked her a little bit about the whole
situation. No. They tried in multiple states like New York and Massachusetts to make the medical workers and police take it.
Well, anybody who would give their kid this shot or any of these shots is crazy. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Duggar family.
There's a lot of families that have been damaged. No, tell me about them.
Well, they haven't been damaged. They don't vaccinate their kids. In fact, they had a home birth on their TV show just the other day.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, Mark. We're going to have to pull out of the system and create communities to defend ourselves and have our children at home, which they're trying to outlaw. These murderers, we've just got to expose them. They admit the H1N1 caused massive Guillain-Barré. I talked to a local talk show host who didn't believe me about this stuff, and he went and got the shot and got Guillain-Barré for a month. His hands and feet got numb, and his doctor said it's the vaccine. Imagine those criminals at ABC going along with that. Jason in Georgia, go ahead. Okay, that was Jason. We're going to go to break and come back and go to Miguel, Beth, Craig, Mark, and others. And I want to try to get police, medical workers, people in. You know, they're trying to force you first to take this, so you'll then go, well, I had to take it. I'm going to make the public take it. Look, The government shouldn't be able to force us to take this stuff. Do you understand? They lie about everything.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got open phones. We're talking about how we have a psychotic group of eugenicists that openly say they want to brain damage us and make us servile ahead of just openly releasing megabio weapons to kill basically the majority of the population. We're taking your phone calls. I got a bunch of other news and a host of issues coming up, but we're taking your calls right now. Miguel in New York, you're on the air.
Good day, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm calling to let the viewers know that they should start waking up. And if you start putting out their own message, not just waiting on you to put out the message, because God forbid anything was to happen to you, who would be out there to give out the message to the people? I, like myself, I co-host a radio show on the over the internet, prepareradio.com, and not just you, but people like David Icke, Alan Watts, they're all just trying to tell people the same message. You have to go out and inform the people. Don't just stay there being dormant, thinking that everything's going to be okay eventually, because it's not going to be okay as long as you don't fight for what's happening to you.
What do you think of the fact that they admit they've been storing the naked body images the whole time? It does give you cancer, and they lied to us, and they now admit they're putting lithium in the water. They're poisoning us. Fluoride is there to poison us. I mean, they're out in the open now saying they're helping us.
Well, I'm not surprised that they're saying they're helping us because, look, the first time we ever, if you think back, the first time I ever saw a body scanner was in the movie Total Recall. They were just preparing us to understand that this was going to happen to us. And now, here we go. We have body scanners all over the place. And the fact that they said that they're going, we're going to delete these pictures. They're not meant to stay there. It's all a bunch of baloney. Because every time they say it's right, it's always going to happen left. Every time they say this is good for you, eventually it's bad for you. Same way with the swine flu. They hyped up the pandemic and nothing ever occurred. Except for the people who actually went out and took the swine flu shot.
Yeah, I mean, they tested Gardasil. They knew it was killing people. They knew on the insert it doesn't protect you from cervical cancer. And they put it out to see if they could just kill people and get away with it. And they did. They're like, we're going to murder you. We're going to brain damage you. We're going to give you an autoimmune disorder. And there's nothing you're going to do about it. And we're going to order you to take it. And they just do it with a straight face. They are assaulting us through the drugs, the food, the water. God bless you, Miguel. Let's talk to Craig in D.C. Craig, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, my dear friend. How are you doing?
It's really hitting home just how hardcore a situation we're in. I mean, I'm living in a science fiction nightmare, and I realize now that most of the public is brain damaged, and they really did brain damage them, and now they're going to increase the brain damage system, and they're going to put it in the food and the water even more and spray it in the air so that I can't escape it. And they're going to try to brain damage my children. They're murdering criminals coming to kill me.
Well, earlier in the show, you asked for solutions, and what Miguel was saying just a minute ago is right on point. I think what needs to happen is that all of us who are aware of the New World Order and what our government is doing, we need to as you say, get out of our comfort zone. We need to become leaders ourselves and recruit. We need, in essence, to grow ourselves like a military. The problem in this country is, one of the problems is that our leadership, our politicians, do not fear the people whatsoever. So they're running roughshod over us.
Well, they actually are starting to fear us. That's why they're admitting they're drugging our water supply and want to force injections on us that literally brain damage us and kill the area of the brain that allows you to get angry and focused and committed.
What needs to happen is those of us who are aware, like you said, we need to get the word out. We need to go to church. We need to tell everyone and try to convince as many people as we can.
And we need to get aggressive. And videos like my Food, the Ultimate Secret, and Media Pushes Brain-Eating Vaccines, those two videos, about 30 minutes of video combined, will give them all the documents and the proof they need. And I have Alan Watt and others that are well-versed in this on. I try to give them a bigger platform. Anybody who I know is real and decent and honorable. God bless you, Craig, Beth, Mark, Eric, and others. I want to hear from doctors and medical people if you can get through as well. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. We're going going straight to your calls here in a moment.
What do you mean I can't get to work on time? I've got nothing better to do.
But if you just joined us, the globalists have gone from denying they want to exterminate the majority of the population in mainstream media. They've always said that in hundreds and hundreds of government documents and textbooks that we've listed and made films about. To now saying, yes, we've got to have one-child policy, we've got to drug your water, which they're already doing, they're just now telling you, to make you servile so you're not aggressive. And whether you're a professor or a journalist working at a newspaper or TV station, a police officer, a doctor, a lawyer, a rancher, a farmer, an auto mechanic, a school teacher, it doesn't matter. You are under attack. There are more mainstream news articles than I could ever even cover every day where they go, yeah, there is mercury in almost all children's foods. We don't know why. Yes, there's lots of lead. Yes, bisphenol A does give you cancer and does sterilize you. And we have an 85%+ sperm drop. And within two more generations, we'll be almost completely sterile. That's mainstream news. This is all being done to you. This is all being done by design. Why do you think there's the ongoing joke about third world women? It doesn't even matter if they're white from areas of Eastern Europe where they don't have fluoride in the water and don't have all these high-tech vaccines, that you can get them pregnant so easy. But it's hard to get an American woman, whether they're black or white, it doesn't matter, pregnant. This is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. You're being assaulted. You're being attacked. And we have to stop being servile. We have to get aggressive. You have to be at city council every week with the EPA's own documents admitting a doubling in bone cancer from fluoride. That's just one of the things admitted. You have to be there saying ban bisphenol A in our town. You've got to be suing companies that do it. But here's the good news, and I'm going to your calls. The good news is when I go in a gas station now, the good news and the bad news, every gum, I mean, I literally can't ever find it for my children, has aspartame. Sugar gum, sugar candy has it added. And I've had arguments, you know, with my cousin. I'm going, you're eating aspartame gum. He goes, no, this is sugar gum. I go, turn it around. He goes, no, it's not in there. I said, give it to me. When he was here for Christmas, and I turned it around and I said, aspartame. And I threw it back at him because I love him. And I said, listen, you've even worked for me for 2 years. You know this is real. And he goes, I know it is. I can't believe it's in sugar gum. And I said, I told you it's in all the gum now. I love you. Listen to me. I actually grabbed him by the shoulders in the backyard. I don't like him hurting my family. I've had enough of these criminals. You've got to get hardcore. I want a national initiative, and I'm going to have my graphics people, both Janae and Phil, who are both awesome, make a simple, and you can make them, send them to us. We'll post them on InfoWars and Prison Planet. A simple one page that can be printed out and put on telephone poles that says there is poison in the water. And then the little boot-licking scumbag local media is going to come out of their hive like a bunch of yellow jackets, like a bunch of bees, and they're going to go, how dare someone panic the town and say there's poison in the water? The police are looking into it. And then you need to let them know who you are. So let me tell you, they bought the bait before. They'll do it again. They will come and arrest you, even though they allow other signs to be put up. Put it up in legal and lawful areas. Or they will come and interview you, and the papers and TV will rejoice like they did in Texas and Florida and Michigan and California and Tokyo and London. Hundreds of news reports, hundreds of TV reports, hundreds of newspapers, dozens in Texas alone I saw. And they'll say, arrest whoever puts up a sign putting down Obama. Arrest who's ever saying there's poison in the water. And then you can pull up the EPA and FDA's own admissions that sodium fluoride doubles cancer and is a neurotoxin, and show them photos of the bags they use with skull and crossbones on it. And you can say, hey, I told the public the truth. And then you go to city council and they will back off, because when they come after you, and most people, they don't. You hope they do. When they come after you, then everybody's going to start asking questions. It's going to be all over the town. And then the media will suddenly shut down and won't report on it and go, whoa, we did something dangerous here. Let me tell you how you culture jam these people and how you crush them. I know how to smash these scum. I know how to beat them. But the power is in your hands. You have the power to defeat these people. But you've got to get those instincts and that humanity and that ancestral strength and that red blood pumping through your veins. And you've got to access those resistance areas of your mind for total resistance, total defeat of these people. Just as your ancestors would stand there and say, the enemy tribe has invaded our land. They've taken over the last six villages and killed all the men and taken the women. We've got to wait for them at the pass, and we've got to fight to the death for our women and children. We've got to recognize the threat. Are you with me? And they start beating their shields. We're ready! Infowar 'em. Infowar 'em hardcore. You get that video, media pushes brain-eating vaccine off Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you send it out to your email list and post it on every message board, and you never stop. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I want you to go to Infowars.com, and it also financially supports this engine, this info weapon system. You can get Invisible Empire, four copies for $19.95. That's buy one, get one free. Same thing with Fall of the Republic. Buy one, get three free. Those are up there right now. You get them, give them a high quality. This will wake somebody up. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139, or you write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Tejas, 78760. And you know something, I don't get up here and get all growly and angry because I'm trying to get people fired up. I am fired up. At a primitive level, I realize an assault on my children and my family. And every man, every woman has this in them. Okay? You've all got it. I'm so angry right now, I guarantee you I could take on five big men and beat the living daylights out of them right now. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? You understand that? And you could do the same thing because we're in survival mode. But I'm not saying go out and physically attack anybody. I'm saying take that strength and pour it into resistance. That's what I've done in the last 15 years. And every one of you out there can do the same thing when you turn the power that is humanity loose. That's why every one of the drugs and chemicals they're putting into the water and food is meant to take this energy away. What do they say in all these news reports I read yesterday that are up on the website? InfoWars and Prison Planet, in the article, Media Pushes Brain-Eating Vaccine. It's to make you happy, not get angry anymore. Do what you're told. Lithium, brain-eating viruses. We have to recognize we're under assault. Of course, the federal marshals at the federal courthouses store everybody that goes to the naked body scanners with your name. It's a biometric scan. Now it's admitted. I told you. I had the government documents a year ago. Of course it gives you cancer. They like to do things multifaceted. You're going to let them put your kids in there and fry them? The good news is people are saying no. Because I go to stores now, and they have big bags of mainline chips saying, no GMO, no drugs, MSG, it's good. You know, they know you're already making the choice. So now they're shifting to the water, and they're shifting to forced inoculations. And let me tell you, these kids are having convulsions. The convulsions are triggered by the viral attack on the brain. And there's clear evidence they added things to that H1N1. They already hit them, folks. They hit tens of millions of people that bought it. The good news is record numbers refuse to take it. This isn't a game. I could care less if they kill me, except for the fact I want to continue my work. Realizing they're already murdering everybody and my children have no future if we don't beat these people? You think I care what the media says about me? You think I care what COINTELPRO does? You think I care about anything except saving people? We're all going to die individually, but the species and our families go on. And I'm honored to stand up against these people. So I'm telling you, the power's in your hands. Turn it loose. Get aggressive. Put up a simple thing saying, there is poison in the tap water. Infowars.com. Or Google brain-eating vaccines, stuff like that. Do multiple ones. Get aggressive. Get aggressive. And they'll come out and try to stop you and then trigger everybody to look. There's InfoWar guerrilla operations that you can launch that will devastate the enemy. You know how good you're going to feel with a staple gun putting that up? You know how good you're going to feel videoing it and putting on YouTube to get others to do it? You know how good it feels to stand up to these pieces of trash? Beth in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. No, you're right. This is not a game, and I've got firsthand experience with this lead and mercury crap. I have had body tremors, rapid heart rate seizures, electrical charges in my legs and feet, the sensation of water being poured over my brain, brain fog. I mean, just incredible, incredible, incredible symptoms. I've gone to 6 doctors for 2 years. Everyone said, you're fine. Here, go home with a prescription for Xanax. I was in the emergency room 3 times. I finally found a doctor that tested me for lead and mercury, and sure enough, my lead and mercury was literally off the charts. And I've been on for 9 weeks now. I've been on chelation, and 80% of my symptoms are gone, but this was the most horrible 2 years of my life. My brother-in-law was a county commissioner in our area and a good man and responsible for fluorinating the water. I told him about the dangers. He said his response was the government would never give us false information and reports about the fluoride. It's good for you.
God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. We're going to come back. Get Watson on. Wired Magazine has now attacked me in a savage way of dealing with the brain-eating vaccine. They're scared, folks. They know we're warning you. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy 3, get 1 free. Buy 3 packages of Life Change Tea and get 1 package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy 3, get 1 free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy 3, get 1 free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jonah Lehrer, I think you pronounce it, L-E-H-R-E-R, is a contributing editor at Wired and an author of How We Decide. A Proust was a neuroscientist. He graduated from Columbia University and studied at Oxford University as a Rhodes Scholar. He's written for the New Yorker, Nature, Seed, and the Washington Post, the Boston Globe. I'm also a contributing editor at Scientific American Mind and National Public Radio's Radio Lab. He wrote a story, and at the end of the article, he says, Alex Jones is a liar. That's how the article ends. Alex Jones is a liar. And he focuses in on one of the articles we linked to in our story, where the Mail newspaper reported the quotes by the scientists saying, this will make you calm, this vaccine will make you happy, it is a herpes virus that goes in and attacks the receptors so that the body can't become upset or agitated. Now, this is on record. This is what they said. He goes on to say, they would traumatize rats with strokes and then inject them with this, and it would cause the trauma hormones not to flood and cause more brain damage. See, just like the naked body scanners that are protecting from terrorists, really they're a 360 body scan. They always give you a cover story, and so they have this Rhodes Scholar, Jonah Lehrer. How do you pronounce that? L-E-H-R-E-R? Yeah, Jonah Lehrer, this Rhodes Scholar, Cecil Rhodes openly wrote books about how he would get all the best and brightest to set up a plan for world government and a scientific dictatorship. And here this guy is saying, I'm a liar. In our article about brain-eating vaccines, we linked to mainstream news about a whole class of vaccines that are live viruses that go in and, quote, cure you of drug addiction by attacking the receptor sites. In the same article and video, I showed the New York Times, Huffington Post, the British Journal of Psychiatry, and others saying they want to put lithium in the water as part of democracy to make us not commit suicide or be agitated. It's an antipsychotic. So, again, he builds a straw man saying I'm a liar and that this is just about helping people with strokes, where they claim that's one of the things this could be used for. My point was the article quoting the scientist, who may be a good guy, maybe a bad guy, that's only one thing I covered, and they were saying it was to keep you from becoming angry or agitated. And they said it was a cognitive booster and reprogram the brain with a live virus that goes into the brain. That's my point, is that these things do go into the brain and alter it. Just like in the Gardasil trials, it killed a bunch of people and maimed them and caused autoimmune diseases. Just like they admit in the London Telegraph a tenfold increase in under 5-year-olds who took the H1N1 shot 2 days ago. The government said quit giving the shot. And the British medical journals come out and said it was all a big hoax and the vaccine's dangerous. So did Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the European Union Scientific Commission, who we had on earlier this year. I mean, we know what we're talking about. And you could sit up there and say, you write books about neuroscience and, you know, that's what you went to school for. And you write for the New Yorker and Nature and Seed. They are scared of this, ladies and gentlemen. They are scared. So I'm asking Watson, I'm asking Steve Watson, both of them, to do detailed reports with literally 50 links. It could be 500. It could be 1,000. It's unlimited. With medical reports where they're calling for drugging the water, where they admit fluoride's causing cancer and brain damage and making you servile, and where governments, I mean, there was the Wired magazine article about, oh, they're going to inject with lasers. In fact, print that again for me, guys. It just Wired magazine, laser-injected DNA vaccine, where they can inject hundreds of vaccines into your DNA. I mean, who knows what that's going to do? And they already admit for decades they've been testing drugs and things and amnesiacs on the troops to make them more aggressive, less aggressive, to make them forget what they've done. I mean, this is all going on. They're admittedly pushing all of this. They're poisoning us. I mean, here it is. Raw story today reporting on a mainline study. Corn byproduct, fructose, literally fuels cancer cell growth, study finds. But they run TV ads telling you how great fructose is and telling you how great corn syrup is and how we're conspiracy theorists. But I should be happy about this. The article's called The Brain-Eating Vaccine Conspiracy. I should be happy about this because people are now going to go and they are now going to see the true documentation information. More of your calls are coming up, but I've got Paul Watson popping in via video Skype. We're going to talk to him about this on air, and he's going to get this out in the next 3 hours. A detailed report that deals with all of this and shows you how they're spinning it is, oh, this virus goes in and boosts your brain. No, the virus goes in and literally, depending on which vaccine it is, creates plaques or attacks the receptor sites. I've read the patents on these, okay? That's the facts. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You
have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
I'll tell you the good news about this individual, Jonah Lehrer. It goes on to say that he researches psychology and brain sciences, neuroscience, and the relationship between science and humanities. He is a Rhodes Scholar, which is set up to establish world government. I mean, I guess he tried to deny that. The good news is his column section is called The Frontal Cortex, the main thing the globalists are targeting with all these chemicals and drugs. Wired Magazine, he's come out and attacked me, and I'm reading the comments. Every comment I've read points out, hey, Alex Jones shows all the articles where there's New York Times, they want to put lithium in the water. Alex Jones shows other articles where they admit that they do have vaccines that go in and attack the brain. I was just, this was one thing we mentioned, and in the quotes by the scientist, he says it'll make you calm and happy. You won't get angry anymore, which is what the lithium they say they want to put in the water is for. So you'll submit to all this. So the great news is, it's incredible that almost every comment here, people are pointing out I mean, everybody's attacking him. He says, by the way, your cowardice in not presenting Alex's video and trusting your readers to think for themselves is an indication of your overall character as a human being. Also, the ad hominem against Alex with which you end your polemic article rather than increased your credibility. Does it increase your credibility? And just every one of them, every one of these, almost every one of these commenters comes out and attacks him. So the good news is everybody's going to look into brain-eating vaccines because they say it cognitive enhancement. Oh, it changes your brain. It changes your brain's DNA. Yeah, viruses are going in and attacking receptors, especially, just search the term. I had all the articles here. They're in my stack from yesterday. I'll pull some of them out and go back over them again, but they're in my videos as well that we've posted at InfoWars.com. Where it, and I'm sorry I'm reading this here on air. I just got the article and just finished reading it over the break and now here on air. It's just so mind-blowing. Incredibly mind-blowing to read all of the government patents and university patents and scientific patents where they say, we're going to cure you of drug use. And then you read the patents, the viruses go in and attack the receptors that would take up the opiates or the nicotine or the cocaine. Well, those receptors are there for a reason. Sure, you can take a drug to manipulate them, but the receptors are there to uptake endorphins. You're supposed to be angry and passionate and full of life. They're trying to make you a bunch of servile jellyfish. And it's all over the news they want to do that. So they can't have their cake and eat it, too. They can't say, oh, there's no world government, and then call for world government, like George Monbiot does all the time. They can't have it both ways. And he goes on to say that I will not link to Alex's video. Yeah, he doesn't want you to see it. He doesn't want you to see what I actually said. He wants to build a straw man about what I've said. I want to have this guy on, Jonah Lehrer, or Lehrer, however you pronounce his name. Let's go to Paul Watson briefly. Watson, I've got you back up. I know you're going out for a bit, but when you come back, I want you to do a report dissecting this guy, but with a key headline, and I already had asked you to do an overall report on this, just showing how the Pentagon says they're going to test this on the troops, not just this vaccine, but many others, how the Gardasil killed people, how these new generation of live viruses go in and do create plaques in the receptor sites so that you can't absorb the aggressive triggering, the aggression triggering hormones or, quote, drugs. You know, they're saying it's bad that we have these hormones. So let's go ahead and talk to Watson briefly about this. Watson, do you basically get what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, well, the thing about it is just today there's another article in Wired News that talks about how the army are going to be injected with a vaccine that alters their DNA. So this kind of stuff's going on. It's being proposed for us. But now it's a conspiracy theory, according to this Wired writer. I mean, you've got the White House science czar saying sterilize people by putting, you know, sterilants in the water supply. And I suppose that's a conspiracy theory as well.
And suddenly there's literally hundreds of publications pushing hundreds, literally hundreds of new vaccines that go in with viruses. And what do viruses do? They kill tissue. Literally going in to alter our brains. And then he quotes here, he says, now for the bad news. Apparently, one of the most popular Google trend searches for August 3rd was brain-eating vaccine. And he goes on to quote that the Daily Mail did take 400 words out of his article interviewing the scientist and said to create a vaccine that will eliminate feelings of stress. I was quoting the interview. Based on the Mail article, the kind of people who are worried about world governments are conspiring to sterilize and or pacify the populations of their drugs in waste, in water supplies, conclude that the scientist is working to rid us of our emotions via his vaccine project. Well, that's what it said. It said we've got hormones in us that make us upset and aggressive and anxiety, and this will cure that with a virus that goes in and attacks the receptors. And then he goes on to say, well, the vaccine could be used, you know, to help rats that have had strokes. Well, whatever. We quoted what the scientist and the writer said that was their main rollout and saying, ooh, the public will be able to get this soon. Like it was the new wonder toy or the new Christmas toy or the new widget everybody's got to have. Well, I mean, Watson, isn't this good news, though, that we've drawn them out to attack us now?
Well, the thing about it is he implies that proposals to put lithium in the water supply are also fictional, mythical, conspiracy-noid, you know, fantasies. When that's what the Japanese talked about, it was in the BBC. It's linked to in our original article, lithium in water curbs suicide. And they said that large-scale trials involving the addition of lithium to drinking water may be feasible.
Well, Jonah Lear, however you pronounce it, this guy is a bioethicist. He studies neuroscience and psychology that we said is taking over regular medical science, and he's a Rhodes Scholar. I mean, it's on record Cecil Rhodes created South Africa and Rhodesia. It's on record that Cecil Rhodes wanted a world government and recruited people like Bill Clinton and others. I mean, his system did. I mean, this guy's incredible.
Well, he's obviously a protege of the elite. I mean, he's an Oxford graduate, he's a Rhodes Scholar, and he's coming out with this kind of stuff.
And one of his fellow travelers, the Oxford bioethicist, came out this week and called for lithium in the water and Prozac in the water. I mean, they're all over the place, and he's saying he knows nothing about it. We're crazy, Paul. The naked body scanners aren't being stored, even though it's now admitted.
Well, as he said, it's a straw man. It's a playground insult article. You know, it's what, four or five of paragraphs that he's written, and it's just a puff piece. So, good luck with it. But as he said, all the comments, well, the majority of them at least see right through it.
Man, I tell you, Paul, this is incredible. This is just amazing. Well, listen, I want you to do a... I know you do it as quickly as you can, a basic piece just full of links and documentation. I've read the patents and of these vaccines. He's claiming I'm just talking about this vaccine. Now, I was going off the headline saying, oh, it'll make you not get upset or angry anymore. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. Now he's trying to spin that, but that's what they say this is for. It's the countless ABC, CBS, CNN about vaccines to cure drug addiction. And then if you just search the term vaccine to cure drug addiction, viral plaques, or viruses plug up neuroreceptors. That's how they spin it. when you actually read the patents, and I'll try to search these and send them to you to help you with the research, because I've read them over the years. I mean, imagine these viruses go in and literally attack neurons, but they're saying, well, it's not good that you get upset. And so we're going to reprogram. This is cognitive enhancement. Just like CBS News says, mercury is a cognitive enhancer helping children behave better. See how they spin it? Brain damage is now behavior. Brain damage is now helping.
Yeah, and these ones to stop drug addiction, as you said, all about stopping things from reaching receptors in your brain. So how can that be anything else than altering the very structure of your brain? That's exactly what these vaccines are about.
It's amazing. We've got Michael Kaufman coming up, but we may have to back him up a little bit to the last 40 minutes because I was on ManCal Show, which is on over 200 stations this morning, and he's seen the articles in the news about, you know, how they're drugging the water, what the vaccines are doing. And he really had a good rant breaking it down, how he can see the public's already been brain damaged. And I wanted to get him briefly on. He's scheduled to call in any time. We got Kaufman coming up, loaded phones as well. But Watson, just do a good job and point out that he did a straw man, that we did quote what he said, what the scientists said, and that it's this whole family of vaccines. And the other Wired article about troops, and how they're going to test shots where there's over 100 vaccines per injection and how they go in and alter the brain. I mean, this is serious business, and they want to just come out like they roll everything out like it's for your safety and it's good. We're here at the inception. I've known about this for a decade, preemptively blowing their program to bits. And so I hope listeners realize this is the big issue. God bless you, Watson. What's the ETA on the article?
A couple of hours, probably.
So by like 4 o'clock Central?
Yeah.
We're counting on you, Watson. Have Steve do his own from his own perspective. Hit him and hit him hard, all right?
All right.
Good job. We're in a fight with this Rhodes Scholar. We're in a fight with these globalists, and we're gonna expose him. And I challenge him to come on this show. I challenge him, this leer, to come on the broadcast. And where I could sit here with stacks of government documents and patents and their own reports and read it to him. I can literally print a stack this high and just sit there and go, what about this study? What about this patent? What about this report? What about this? What about that? But that's why I bet you he won't come on this show. But we're going to put the invitation out to the associate editor of Wired. We're going to do that. Mark in Texas, you're on the air.
Well, great day today. We'll just get after some stuff here. I wanted to give some details, facts on some things here. I didn't think you were going to take me that quick. That fellow is pretty good, the Watson fellow, both of them. Wow. I have some research. I've been in this field a while, and I want to put a jab to this little freaking kook that came on. Excuse my language. I've been trying not to hold. I've been up all night studying on this and doing some other things. I've been in this field, but I wanted to research a little bit more before I gave y'all.
You're talking about all these bioethicists coming out in the New York Times and everywhere else saying we want to put lithium in your water whether you like it or not?
Well, yeah, I want to hit on specifically the lithium thing, and then I want to hit on something that we can all do, being my background and knowledge, working at colonic centers and other places and things like that. So, yes, sir. First thing is this lithium thing. This guy is nut that came on there. He's a murderer, basically, because no one in their right mind and the government will probably never do. Well, they're pretty crazy because these New World people, these crazy people are running everything, and they're ignoring everything about God. And here's what goes on with the lithium here. In the States, we only have one place that gets it naturally reserved, and that's in El Paso, of course. Everybody knows that. But it comes in pico doses, which is very, very small amount. Tiny, tiny amount, very small. You get up any further than that, you start getting toxicity. People that move there that have mental conditions, because they move there because it's cheaper than buying the lithium from other people, and it's naturally put into the water, and it's more stable, that, you know, God's way of doing it. These people, it would usually take them 6 months to build that up, and then their metabolism would keep that small amount to where it would need to be, because our body will naturally get rid of
them. Exactly. I gotta let you go, Mark. But yes, that's what Dr. Blaylock, top brain surgeon, said. It builds up even in microscopic amounts to then become something that makes you servile and passive. They're talking about much higher levels continually, just like fluoride, that build up and build up. Now, I want to go to the man known as ManCal, Eric, and he's here with a syndicated radio broadcaster. But I was on with him this morning, and I know this is one of his big hot-button issues. Now they've gone from denying sodium fluoride is put in the water to make us servile to saying they want to put lithium in, and we've got studies that are already adding it in with the sodium fluoride. And now we have Wired Magazine as well as what we just covered, the Daily Mail and others coming out and saying they're coming out with vaccines that go in and cure drug addiction by destroying your natural neurons that will accept the drugs, which then you can't have your own endorphins. And now Wired Magazine has come out and called me a liar, and it turns out this guy is a Rhodes Scholar who has written this report and studies and writes about the brain. And in this article at the end, he says Alex Jones is a liar. But in the article, he admits that In the news articles I quoted, they did say in the headline. In fact, find that Mail headline. It was, shots to make you calm, deal with stress. They admit that's what's going on here, but they say it's for your own good. You shouldn't be upset about it. ManCal, what's your view on this?
Well, Alex, all right. This is such a big topic. Let me start, and you're going to think this is crazy. Let me just start. My father was the mayor of Lakehurst, New Jersey. I've got newspapers of him with John F. Kennedy. It was around the time they were putting fluoride in the water that he heard from different political sources how dangerous this was. My whole life I heard my father talk about fluoride and how evil it was, and that the government had some plan, and that if you ate fluoride you would die. And he was quite controversial for fighting fluoride. He never would allow us to have fluoride. Because of that, I should tell you that my dental bills have been awful. But he swore till the day he died that it was deadly stuff. Now let me fast forward here to the last few years, Alex. When I was 15 years old or 16 or in my 20s, whatever, all I thought about was girls. And I see these young men now. They're not interested. And I talk to young women, different college interns on my stupid radio show. And no, the guys would rather sit around and play video games and watch TV like zombies. Now I live in the city of Chicago. I'm putting all this together. I know this sounds like I'm all over the place, but I'm sitting in Chicago. And you see these people just walk right out of the traffic. They're like cattle. And everything that's going on, and nobody gets upset. Everybody's calm. The boys are docile. Now, I remember the teachers attacking masculinity. Anyone who went to public school in the last 50 years, remember how the teachers would attack masculinity. So I thought, is that it? But these girls aren't, these girls and boys, the boys aren't interested in being with girls, or they're passive. Where is it masculinity? Whenever America needs a man to be a man in a movie, whenever we need a masculine man, we go to Australia or New Zealand, right? Are you there?
No, I'm listening to you. Okay. Well, ManCal, in all these reports, we're about to go to break. Stay with us. But in all these reports, they admit they want to make us passive. They want to make us servile. They admit now they want to put it in there to make us servile. And when you study the water supplies, they're already adding it. They keep finding Prozac, all these other chemicals, lithium in higher levels, as well as fluoride, than what should even be there from sewage runoff. Stay there. Let's talk about this with ManCal on the other side.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All right, we're going to have Man Cow for this segment and one more. Eric, it's now all over the news. We're going to put some of it on screen. New York Times, you name it, with these bioethicists from Oxford and everywhere else saying, we want to put lithium in the water to make you servile. So this is a big deal. They're now going from quietly putting in fluoride that does the same thing to openly admitting they want to make us servile. I mean, these people are bold. Why do you think they're doing this?
You know, look, when I first heard you talk about it, I thought, well, this sounds insane. But then consider what Botox is. They'll be able to package this and sell it to us. And, you know, it was the promo line for the poster, the 1973 Philip Kaufman classic, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, go to sleep and wake up happy. You go to sleep and you wake up like a zombie. And when you told me this stuff, and I've since researched it, it's perfect. It's cattle, sheeple, followers, Obama voters, Kool-Aid drinkers. And buddy, I'm telling you, you're in Austin, Texas. I'm in Chicago, and it's like zombies. I see human beings, but they're dead. They walk out into the street, you honk your horn, they look over, there's nothing going on in their eyes. And if you felt it in America, these people, stumbling through life, I mean, young, beautiful girls, interns on my show, and guys don't ask them out, guys don't want to sleep with them, and then I meet the young men. I mean, we were ready to rock and roll, ready to party, ready to be with women. I mean, I'm not trying to be X-rated here or R-rated.
No, I mean, to be honest, when I was about 11, 12, yeah. I literally began like a wolf salivating when I saw women, and yeah. Every 24/7, it was all about... And by the time I was 13, I was very successful going after women. And now you don't see this.
Buddy, I mean, me too. It's look, so what is going on when you have an 18-year-old guy, a 20, you know, these college guys, and they're not interested? They're not homosexual. I thought, well, maybe they had been browbeaten. But it's all of them. Look around America. People are stumbling through life. What is it? Is it chemicals in the water? Well, it very well may be. Is it the chemicals in the meat? It very well may be. Something is going on. And, of course, masculinity is under attack by our media and the school teachers. You know, look, I had a guy on and he was telling me I'm ridiculous. I like having, my immunity system build up. And I don't do this stuff all the time, this hand gel, you know. And I think it's going to really hurt us. All these, you know, these gels, these antibiotic gels. I think it's killing our immune system. And he was telling me what an idiot I was.
No, that's now admitted in major studies.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, eat a spoonful of it. Eat a spoonful of it. I'll give you $100. He goes, no. My father said the same thing back in the day when they started. Why do we need anything in our water? Now we have to spend a bunch of money to get the fluoride out of our water. Why is the government putting a poison in our water? You can't eat fluoride. It will kill you. So my father fought this his whole life, and because of it, yes, we have cavities. I had to fight that. Other kids that had fluoride in their water, they didn't have any cavities. So I was kind of mad at my father, but now I think about it. No wonder I'm angry. I have the ability to get angry. No wonder I get upset at injustice. I see it, and because I wasn't allowed fluoride and some of these other chemicals. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's why we see so many zombies. Obama, that just kind of stumble through life.
Obama.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
He called. This is not Man Tower Alex Jones. Obama on The View said black people are mongrels. It is a dog term for an unknown breed of dog is a mongrel. Now imagine if Sarah Palin or John McCain or somebody had called black people mongrels. And I went out on the street and, I said Sarah Palin called black people mongrels. Killer, destroyer. Obama said it. Oh, well, he's so funny. I'm telling you, these people they're brainwashed. And I have a theory that his followers, he could get on TV and eat a baby live on TV and they'd let it go.
Man Cow, stay there. We're going to come back in 70 seconds and finish up with your take on this. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cal Mueller is our guest for another 5 minutes. I want to get him back for a full hour in the near future. This was on short notice. Man Cal, Bloomberg reports that all the major insurance companies are not paying the death benefits to the families and just keeping it. Trillions have been stolen. An illegal alien in Virginia killed a nun. The third time he'd been arrested for drunk driving, they'd released him. People can't get angry at that. Men are becoming metrosexual. IQs are dropping, major studies, genital size is smaller, doesn't matter what, quote, race you are, sperm counts are down by 85%, and then they've got all these articles, one's on screen, Beyond Fluoride, Pharmaceuticals in the Drinking Water and Public Health, Jacob M. Apple, and he quotes the New York Times and others in the last week, saying we all need to have lithium in our water, and he goes on to say he looks forward to giving up his rights to make everyone happy. I mean, these people are hardcore cult. I mean, they're taking over.
Alex, if you don't think this government and the corporations that control them want us to be drugged up sheeple, if you don't think the government and the corporations, which are the same thing now, if you think they want us to think, you're wrong. I mean, watch the CBS News tonight. Watch the NBC News. All it is, do you feel nervous in a crowd? Well, yeah. Does your leg ever get restless? Well, yeah. You need a drug for everything now. Everything will be.
Do you have to urinate every couple hours? Well, you need a drug. By the way, drug may give you a heart attack.
Yeah. You need a pill for everything, and just stay nice and calm. And I wondered why aren't people getting our country systematically destroyed. Hey, I had to laugh. This is off subject. Did you see John McCain has come out against the stimulus and the TARP? Do you remember this is the same guy that had to quit his campaign so that he could ensure that TARP went through? And now he's against it.
Well, same thing with Obama. He was the key guy that got the Congressional Black Caucus to push for it, and then he's acted like he's been against it.
I mean, it's an outrage, and it's nonsense.
Being outraged is a mental illness. They say that in all these reports, and now they say they're going to test these mind-altering vaccines on the troops, Mancal.
A mosque at Ground Zero, how dare you ask a question? A pedophile is your Boy Scout counselor, how dare you ask a question? How dare you even think that? You know, let me tell you something, Alex. Remember this. And I think it's a liberal thing. You think it's you know, big government, but it's crept into our society, and it's the phrase, who's to say? Who's to say a mosque at Ground Zero is wrong? Who's to say that you know, their religion's better than our religion? Who's to say that their country's better than us? Who's to say that a baby aborted at 8 or 9 months is wrong? Who's to say? So they never, you know, that's Obama, and that's his followers. They never can say what's right and what's wrong. You have the guts here on the radio, at least ask the questions and say things are wrong when you see them. It's just amazing, this moral equivalency.
Allowed. They say you're not allowed to have an opinion, but then they're going to have their opinion, and they're going to force drug you if they want.
Yeah. Mel Gibson gets mad at his Russian gold-digging baby's mama, and he should be destroyed. But Roman Polanski, we now know of 3 children that he raped prison style. I've never done it that way. It's the dirtiest way you could rape somebody. He drugged children and raped them. And he should be forgiven. He's a great artist. I mean, look, guys, you know, the end times here. Wrong is right, right is wrong. If we don't right things, America's going to look like Detroit in 25 years and Haiti in 50 years. We better wake up, and men better drink some water that doesn't have drugs in it, grow a set, and stand up for what is right.
Mancal, we really appreciate you joining us, and I want to get you up for a full hour in the near future. And
anytime,
we really,
Alex.
You bet. Give us your website.
It's mancal.com. God bless you, Alex.
Take care, Mancal. All right, we're going to come back with PhD Michael Kaufman to talk about rescuing a broken America. But I'll also talk to him about the drugging of the water supply and your phone calls and a lot more straight ahead in the third hour. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form.
By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year. When any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs, Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he's a big part of our film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I think it's the most important film I've made, close to 3 hours long. And on the expanded extras, he reads from major university studies how they were openly saying that they were drugging and were going to drug the population by the year 2000 to make us a servile population. Now the Huffington Post, the New York Times, BBC are saying the Japanese, the U.S. government and others, the national centers at the federal government. Let me just read you the quote here from the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Are looking at vaccines that will, quote, change our brain chemistry with a live herpes virus. This is just one of hundreds of vaccines that do this, that, quote, cure drug use. Other vaccines do that by attacking the receptor sites. Those receptors, those drugs are mimicking normal endorphins. You're meant to get angry at corruption. You're meant to get outraged. You're meant to be stressed. You know, if your child's dying of cancer, they don't want you to be able to respond. And EcoScience talks about drugging the water to sterilize you. Now, in just the last hour, a big report from Wired magazine, The Frontal Cortex by John Lear, who's a Rhodes Scholar that's set up to create world government. He comes out and says, I'm a liar. And he says, well, yes, my earlier article, you know, was quoted as saying it'll make you calmer and make society happier is what the scientist says with this one vaccine, one of many I mentioned. But I won't show you the video Alex created about this called Brain-Eating Vaccines. No, but most of the people in the comment section are attacking him and see through him. But this is so incredible. So incredible they've gone from denying that they're doing this to our water to now saying it's for our own good and they want to give us vaccines that do this. So I want to go to Michael Kaufman, PhD. He is a published ecologist. He's advised the federal and state governments. He's the guy that shot down one of the big UN takeovers in the 90s with the maps he put together from government documents of how over half the country will be off limits to the population. It's all covered in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He's produced several films exposing man-made global warming as a hoax 4 or 5 years ago when you still got attacked for doing it. And in the last 2 years, he's released a new one. They're all available at Infowars.com. And his new book, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided. We'll talk about this some too with him. But he's spoken about this covert drugging that's in the government documents, but now it's out in the open. Why do you think it's out in the open now?
Well, so many of the things that this cartel was planning for 20, 30 years ago in secret is now basically being discussed because they think it's too late for us to do anything about it. And we are so dumbed down in our educational system for the last several generations that most people just say, ho-hum, it's business as usual, and go on their way. I think that, in fact, if I remember right, the quote that I used out of one of these government documents basically said that. They were going to be able to manipulate us with these kinds of drugs and so forth to the point where we'll be very docile, and we won't even be able to respond when something irate does come up.
And there's no doubt the public with the bisphenol A does the same thing, sodium fluoride. We had Dr. Blaylock on about it yesterday. Now the lithium, they admit, is to dumb us down and make us servile, a toxic metal. And they're moving ahead to do this and saying, we're going to give you shots that alter you. And we know they've already been doing it, lacing other vaccines. And you know, in the film, in the expanded extras of Endgame, you talk about and you read the U.S. government and university quotes where they talked about their master plan. Huxley, before he died in 62, he'd written Brave New World Revisited that was nonfiction. And he said, all of this is what we're planning. This is what we're going to do. You're going to love your servitude. And so you wonder why the public can't get upset. And you wonder why cancer rates and infertility are off the charts. This has been done by design.
I believe it has been, too. I think there's no doubt, based on some of the things that I discussed on Endgame and other things and other writings and so forth that I've done, that they have these techniques of being able to calm down society and basically take our free will.
And, you know, God gives us free will, but I guess, God doesn't know what he's doing, or the universe doesn't know what's going on. It's up to these control freaks. They are going to take our free will, and that's what this does.
Yes, it does. In fact, some of that is in my new book, The Rescuing of Broken America.
Well, we're going to get into the book, but, you know, that's Dr. Blaylock, of course, top brain surgeon, agreed with you, and he read the government's own quotes about brain damaging us yesterday, that they think they've won. Yeah, because they see how they can get away with almost anything now.
Yeah.
And imagine if Hitler or Stalin or Mao, I mean, they did have fluoride, but imagine if they would have had these more high-tech systems. I mean, it's literally the end of our species if we don't reverse this.
Yes, it is. And, boy, I'm telling you, we're right at the very end now. You and I have talked about this on your program for, what, 5 or 6 years now on different times, that we're getting close. Well, we're at that point now.
Well, it's more than that. I've been interviewing you for 12 years, but, yeah, we've been...
Okay, it's been 12 years. It could very well be. Just my memory is getting shorter and shorter.
Oh, no. I've been on air 15 years, and let's talk about some of your successes, though, so people understand we can fight these people. Tell folks about how in the early 90s, mid-90s, you were able to get their documents on the Wilding Project and shoot down that U.N. treaty.
Yes, I was able to get both United Nations, federal, as well as behind-the-scenes NGO, non-government organization, document that said that the Wildlands Project was going to set aside one half of the United States and other countries as well, but into wilderness areas or interconnecting wilderness corridors. And it was able to make those links back into the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity back in the early 1990s. When it came up for ratification in the U.S. Senate, I went down to the Senate, explained this to some of the key senators. They said ho-hum because I couldn't prove that that's what it was designed to do. And in August, we sent out a fax alert, which was the technology of the day, shut it down, collapsed the U.S. Senate phone line system, and they brought it back up again in September, and we did it again, and it was still going to the floor for ratification. And I was able to submit a map that I had drawn over the previous 2 years to the U.S. Senate. They put it into a 4x6 foot poster, took it out on the Senate floor at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The vote was for 4 o'clock, and it was stopped dead in its tracks. It's still there, but it has nothing's been done on it since. And I use that as an example, not to elevate myself, but to show you how God can intervene and how he can use individuals to be able to thwart this agenda. And I think we're at that point right now in this whole effort to basically take over and get the last vestiges of the constitutional protections away from you and I in this next election. If we don't stop it in this next election, or stop it, at least slow it down, it's going to be too late.
Well, I want to go to another point. The Rockefellers over 100 years ago, they didn't like charity, so they invented the philanthropist, and this is mainline history. They invented the tax-free foundation, and they sold the public, oh, you're breaking up our trust in 1906. We're not going to have monopolies now. But then it comes out the Rockefellers still own the major oil companies. Now they're allowing the new super rich, like Michael Bloomberg and Baron Hilton and Bill Gates and others. And in fact, we have that Times of London headline, Super Rich Meet in Secret, to talk about population control. Will you guys pull up that Times of London, Super Rich Meet in Secret, to talk about population control? And so they've met again for population control, and they're all pledging, 30 billionaires, to give large portions, in some cases more than half their wealth, to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and David Rockefeller's pledged more money. But then when you read it, the entire foundation is for nanotech vaccines, mosquitoes that deliver vaccines so you can't say no, sterilization, abortion. Here it is. More billionaires sign the Gates Buffett pledge. And we'll pop that back up on screen. Billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation. I mean, this isn't a game. I mean, they're moving against us. They believe the planet's theirs. They want us out of the way.
Yes, they do. There is no question about that. I was unaware of what you just said, but it fits very nicely within their game plan.
Well, we're about to go to break, but let's start getting into rescuing a broken America. We do sell it, by the way, at InfoWars.com, so you support Michael Kaufman, PhD, and, of course, this operation. But, I mean, the book it really is like a laundry list. It's a great read. It's got solutions, but also documentation about the globalist, global warming fraud. It just covers it all. Briefly, give us a synopsis of the book.
Well, originally it was over 1,000 pages long. I condensed it down to about 200 pages. So if you're really interested in a specific issue, you know I don't go into it in very much depth. But it gives you the broad paintbrush of what the globalists have done over the last 100 years to bring us to where we are right now and how it's being manifest in the Obama administration, who is doing it, what institutions they've taken away, how they have basically caused the serious, deep division that we have in the United States, and what they've done with property rights to nullify them, because property rights are the key to wealth creation. There's no way around it. And then finally, some ideas as to how we can confront this starting in November.
And this is an ongoing culture war against the collectivist, dehumanizing eugenicist, and free humanity. And your book's not going to be the total solution. Endgame's not going to be the total solution. Obama deception isn't going to be the total solution. My new videos, you know, The Secret of Food Exposed, Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed. But all of it together, our willingness to resist,
yeah,
everything the controllers do is about pacifying us. That shows they understand they're not invincible.
That's right. And they are vulnerable, and they're vulnerable right now. Probably the most that they'll ever be if we do not take advantage of it.
That's right, because they've come out in the open. Obama has fallen flat on his face. There's a huge awakening. The patriots that really know what's going on, we've got to get into the tea parties and everywhere else and really supercharge people's awakening.
Yes, there's no question of that. I go into the book on that, and obviously you're talking about it. Many of the radio hosts are talking about it. People are getting fired up.
Well, the biggest issue, we've got to face just how horrifying our situation is. So many people are victims of crime because they can't believe it's happening to them. It does happen. It is happening here. The book is Rescuing a Broken America, Why America's Deeply Divided. It's at InfoWars.com if you want to get a copy. It's an amazing book. Everybody needs to read it. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call
call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Jonah Lehrer has written this hit piece on me in the Wired magazine, claiming that this vaccine he was writing about doesn't, quote, calm the public. Well, I've got his quotes in the mainstream news article right here. Jab that could put a stop to stress without slowing us down, with a live virus that goes in and attacks the receptors. So we're going to do something tomorrow with him. Just be ready for it. We're writing a big article about it today to expose him. You know, this video has been one of our best sellers. And I'm excited because global warming, emerging science and understanding really details, by Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's on with us, the fraud of it. Great video to give people. That's available. But why I'm so excited about rescuing a broken America, why America is deeply divided. This is an olive branch to conservatives and liberals to show how they've been manipulated through divide and conquer. And Michael was telling me that liberals, mainline liberals that read this book, are really getting woken up by it and upset, and it's shifting their paradigm. Tell us about some of those testimonies and why the book's having such a big effect.
Well, one of the things that liberals do is they shut you down, anything that you might say, almost as soon as you say it. I have approached this book as being open-minded. I don't support Democrats any more than Republicans. You don't either, I know, but At the same time, I'm not pointing the finger at any one group. I'm just basically saying, well, this is what's happening, and we need to do something about it. And one of the things that it does, if you can get past the first couple pages, a liberal can get past the first couple pages without throwing it down on the floor, he will be, or she will be, hooked. I almost guaranteed. I've heard from enough of them now to realize if they're a bit open-minded, and the most liberals are, it's that small, you know, 10 or 15%, that are closed-minded. They've got the solutions of the world already figured out, and they're going to ram them down your throat regardless of what you think. Most of the liberals are not the progressives, hardcore progressives, that are making up our government and so forth. And they will start to be able to see this. I mean, there's enough question in their mind now of what Obama's doing and so forth and the failed policies that he's doing, and I take advantage of those throughout. That really starts to drive home the point. And I have,
well, globalism is destroying our society.
It is. And now, for the first time, probably, they can see it in this book. You know, again, if you're really well-versed in a particular area, you're going to find his book is still fairly shallow. But as far as reaching people who do not understand it, it basically does that and connects all the dots, and they can see it for the first time.
I want to read a quote from the book. Show me the age and country where the rights and liberties of the people were placed on the sole chance of their rulers being good men without a consistent loss of liberty. I say that the loss of the dearest privilege has always followed with absolute certainty every such mad attempt. Patrick Henry. I mean, we know what happens when we give our freedoms up. We know. And now these people are so arrogant, they're coming out saying they're going to publicly drug the water supply to make us submit and give us shots to make us happy. I mean, holy mackerel, this is serious.
It's very serious. And one of the things that I really leaned pretty heavily on was some writings of a psychiatrist, 30 years, 40 years of experience in doing studies and so forth with a liberal mind. In fact, that's what this book is called. And basically, he says that these people are psychologically ill. And as a consequence, they cannot make a connection to reality. They are so far out in what they believe, that their belief is truth, that anything that connects it to reality is purely happen chance.
And that's how they can come out and say, we're setting up world government, but you people are kooks, no world government exists. Or, yes, we're storing your naked body images, but we're not.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's all kinds of disconnects. If you really look at what they're doing in Congress and what their ideas are, like, you know, really promoting Islam and so forth. Well, how can they promote Islam when the Islamic law and so forth is so abusive to women? There's a disconnect there, and yet they do it.
Well, the globalists want to destroy the dominant culture of Christianity.
Yes.
Real Christianity, not the fake Christianoid. And so they'll use anything that's from the outside to create divisions.
Absolutely. You cannot basically take over or change an inherent cultural belief without first tearing it down. And that's what they're in the process of doing it. And they're deconstructing the American way and putting something else in its place. And it's based on the writings and so forth of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, a Frenchman, in the 1800s that led to the French Revolution and led to the beheading of many, many thousands of Frenchmen.
Book talks about that. Long segment coming up. When we come back, let's talk about that because Dr. Blaylock brought up the French Revolution, and that's really where a lot of this got formed. We'll talk about what these people plan to do. It's mass killing, of course.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, here's GCNlive.com, an Aaron Dykes article that just came out. It's also at Infowars.com, but it's up at GCNlive.com. Army plans DNA blasting vaccines for mass inoculations during times of emergencies. They fire a laser into your flesh that embeds the nanotech viruses. They've taken them and made it synthetic viruses. You cannot make this stuff up. He has links directly to the Army, and it will reprogram the troops' brains. I mean, you're literally, they hold you down, laser you. It's over. I mean, we're in the 21st century. It's Buck Rogers, and the control freaks are coming. And it's gotten so crazy, it's hard for me to even believe. We had Dr. Russell Blaylock, top brain surgeon, on yesterday, and he said in his own words, he said, it's worse than any nightmare science fiction. And he read document after document from the federal government where they admitted the fluoride gives us cancer and brain damage, where their own scientists say take it out. I mean, I love everybody. I love the children. I love our communities. And these eugenicists have admitted the global warming tax is to shut down our industrial society so we collapse and are under government control. And only Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are under this. 160-plus other countries, China, India, and others, they have zero carbon taxes coming in. All of our jobs that we have left will leave. This is the stated program. It's the stated program of enslavement and bondage and poverty. And that's why this book is so important. Again, it's available at Infowars.com. For those in America that still read, get it. Give it to people you know. It's so well written. I love things that just boil everything down. It's a full spectrum shotgun blast of info. Well written, lots of quotes, lots of documents, lots of graphs. This is the kind of book I like, because it's similar to a film. And, of course, Global Warming, Emerging Science Understanding, also available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers all of this. Going back to Dr. Michael Kaufman, Doc, continuing, you know, everybody I talk to who's really studied history understands that eugenics began 2,300 years ago with Plato, and he said, we, the highbreds, the elite, must kill everyone in Greece who's poor. And wars aren't killing them fast enough. And we need to train them not to fight back against us, so we'll give them sports as a way to be the new hero. We got to kill these people. You can read the quotes in Plato's Republic. And then if you study history, you see it come back and be picked up in the 1760s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And, of course, then they put Napoleon after that. It was a Rothschild takeover. They were going to have a 10-day-a-week work week. They were going to abolish the family. This is mainline history. They were talking about forced drugging people. They were saying they wanted to kill 80%. That number comes from the French Revolution. Kill 80% of the public. And so without me even prompting it, we talked about it yesterday. Here's Michael Kaufman telling you the same thing. Go over the French Revolution. It was the opposite of what our revolution was. And George Washington figured that out when he was president and spoke out against it. And the French then tried the Illuminati. He wrote letters about it. He wrote letters about them trying to overthrow the United States. And so ever since then, it is a group of sages or people that understand how humans operate who want to end the regular human order and replace it with their new world order. Doctor, go over it.
Absolutely. It is one of those heinous things that when you think about it, where you have people who are at the very top. Now, the vast majority of troops out there trying to implement this agenda don't really fully understand what they're doing. But the key people behind it, like occurred in the French Revolution, which was orchestrated by the Illuminati and the Jacobean Society and so forth, they basically used the Rousseau model. The Rousseau model basically means the state is in control over the individual or sovereign over the individual, and everything stems from that. Once they did that, anybody who disagreed with them had their head cut off. And it was one of the most bloody revolutions in history of the period. Both Jefferson and Patrick Henry were excited about the French Revolution until they went over there and actually saw what they were doing. It had nothing in comparison to the American Revolution.
And one
Revolution.
Of them almost got killed. Some of our founding fathers got locked up.
Actually, Patrick Henry basically was scheduled to have his head lopped off if it wasn't for the intervention of Washington and the request to have him sent home, and Jefferson himself intervened. Otherwise, he would have been beheaded for all the outrageous, not really outrageous to us, but all that he was saying against the French Revolution.
And they were going to have a new calendar. They were going to end the family. The good news is it stalled out and failed.
It stalled out and failed, although we still have the socialist government that Rousseau is based upon installed in France. It just hasn't evolved.
That's right. Karl Marx and others, they were plagiarizing what the Luciferians. And by the way, that's mainline history, that the Illuminati out of Germany came over to France. That's what the famous Magic Flute Symphony's all about. And then, of course, they killed that composer when he did it. That was his last piece. I mean, this is, for those that haven't read mainline history, I mean, these were human sacrificing, devil worshipping, mass murderers.
They really were, and of course, that's been obliterated. If you look at the history books today that you might get in high school or college, of course, that will not be in there. But if you look at some of the older history books, the ones that you can still get and buy, you will find a more accurate, just like Nazi Germany. If you look at Nazi Germany history in the current textbooks and so forth, you won't find anything about the religious beliefs of Hitler, the theosophical beliefs of Hitler, and what led him to believe that the Jews were a bad race and had to be eliminated. All of that stuff is now sanitized out of our history books. But if you go back to the more 100 years ago or even 50 years ago history books, what you will find is really what the truth is in that particular period of time. These people are evil. They're evil down to the very core. I think your description of them as being Luciferian is right on target.
Well, and then you look at eugenics in England in the 1850s. Yes. That then got set up in the U.S., and Hitler got his ideas from that, and it's the very same crowd.
It's the very same crowd. And it's still in the United Nations. It's still boiling just below the surface. You don't see it named as that anymore, but it's still there. The depopulation of the world, the whole effort is eugenics.
Well, now more and more they're coming out in the open and calling for only having one child, having the state take over children. Let's talk more about what's in your book.
All right.
I mean, go, because there's so much to cover. What else do you think is important?
Well, one of the things that is, I think, extremely important is to realize, and maybe this will get your attention because it gets your pocketbook. The $13.5 trillion deficit that we now have is directly responsible for this whole mentality, this whole ideology, which we now call progressivism or extreme liberalism, whatever you want to call it. It is the whole idea that government can solve all the problems in the nation and eventually the world. And as a consequence, these people do not believe that man has a downside, a dark side. They believe that all mankind will do his best if just given the right opportunity. And, of course, that's fallacious. It's totally anti-biblical. Not only that, but it's never worked wherever it's been tried, and yet they continue to believe that man is inherently good. He does not have a human nature that will be manifest itself in the form of greed or power-seeking or anything else. And all they need to do is to strive to create the perfect government, to create the perfect man. It does not work. And in the process, of course, you're going to create a power vacuum in which these very evil people can sweep right in and begin to control. And I go into that in quite great depth in the book and understanding, helping people to understand the type of thing that they're creating by allowing this extreme liberalism in the form of law and cultural practices, the whole concept I can't think of it, but anyway, this down along those lines.
Moral relativism?
Moral relativism is all right in there, and that they can create the perfect government. The reason we have poverty around the world is because of bad government, especially the United States. The United States is responsible for all evil done in the world. That's their belief. I mean, that's solid in their belief system. And as a consequence, they're doing all they can to tear down the constitutional republic that our founders created and build up a substitute government in its place that's tied totally into this Rousseau socialism and this idea that the perfect man can be created.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I want to go to some phone calls, and they'll be all over the map, but you can speak to any of these issues because you're a deep researcher. But Dr. Michael Kaufman is our guest, and, of course, the new book, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided, very important, and, of course, his film dealing with global warming, all available at InfoWars.com. Michael in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air. Okay, let's move on. Victoria in Montana, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you. I just want to say before I tell you real quick, because I know you only have 1 minute per person, we will not allow these fallen ones to turn us into mechanization man and cut off our connection to God with their chemical biological warfare.
Yeah.
So I wanted to answer your question, what can we do? Well, we can dismantle Wall Street and the Federal Reserve criminal bankers and make them accountable like everyone else. No more double standards. Put them in prison. We could have people organize state to state, get the number of signatures needed on petitions to dump the criminal politicians. Then we could get out of the United Nations, which is nothing but another big criminal organization, and then we can strip the power and control from big corporations and foundations and end outsourcing our industries. We could end tax-funded mandatory public schools, which allow parents the freedom of choice then to truly and rightfully educate their children how they see fit and stop taking our money for it because it's nothing but a cesspool. I know because I was there for a little while and said no thank you. Prosecute politicians that fail to follow the law and replace them with leaders that will read bills and make sure that they're legal and good for the country and the people before they
Absolutely.
Make them laws. Allow people to choose their senators and have the power to dump them as needed and take back our basic freedoms of speech, of press, of religion, of assembly, and our right to private property, which we really don't have right now anymore.
Beautifully said, Victoria, and I would just add for people that just tuned in, they're going, allow us to choose our senators at will. She means before the 17th Amendment of 1913, when the bankers took over, the state legislatures would vote. You vote for them, then they would vote, making the senator a creature of the state that was meant to balance federal power. You know, you'd have the popularly elected House members, and in the Senate, they'd be creatures of the state. That was a major blow against states' rights, so you could recall. I mean, I've even read, you know, famous stories about people like Davy Crockett being recalled to be griped out, you know, by his state when he was in the Congress. And we need to go back to that. Great points. Dr. Kaufman, any comments on that?
Yes, exactly. She's identifying exactly what needs to be done, but it cannot be done until we get the right people in office, and that can't happen until we educate the American people as to what's truly been going on. You've been doing that for years, Alex. This book is designed to be able to give the people who are open-minded, you can't talk into anything about a closed-minded person, but to open-minded liberals, when you start to do that and they really start to get angry, that's when you're going to start to see some good people being voted into office and changes made, exactly as Victoria was describing.
Beautifully said. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Fred in Georgia. You're on the air, Fred.
Hey, Alex. Great show today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, there's a lot of people that have been provably harmed by these activities. I think that one chance we have of getting back some power here is to file class action lawsuits.
Hey, it's now coming out that they knew in 81 that Prozac was causing brain damage, heart problems, and suicide, and now Eli Lilly and others are getting sued. People are always bashing out-of-control lawyers, but the problem is you can fight fire with fire. I agree. I mean, here's a headline. Scientific study finds 40% of all store receipts covered in dangerous hormone-disrupting chemical. They chose a plastic form of ink that does that. We have the government documents. They need to be sued over this.
You have millions of listeners that would gladly sign up to be plaintiffs. You have expert witnesses like your guest now and Dr. Blaylock. We could bankrupt them, possibly put them in jail and ruin their carefully crafted, image. And it would get a lot of attention from the media as well.
Well, again, they've really weaponized all the food, almost all the packaging. It's an idea for others to go out and for lawyers and people, to stop this, to stop. Notice all these chemicals always disrupt aggression and fertility. Notice all these things you keep hearing about, they only deal with that. That these chemists study this with rats, then they have the big foundations deploy this, and then the average company buying this stuff, they don't know, they're compartmentalized. I appreciate your call. Dr. Kaufman, comments on that?
Absolutely. Again, though, however, remember, many of your attorneys are these progressives. They're not going to take your cases. They're not going to be able to help you or even want to. They'll probably do everything they can to dissuade you, or if they take your case, they'll deliberately lose it. So be careful as to which attorneys or law firms you hire to do this, and then also recognize that the judicial system itself has been highly compromised with this mentality, this ideology. And we need to be careful of the judges that we have. And that's only going to take, time to recall some of these judges, impeach them, get them out of office. It won't take very many before the rest of them get the hint. But these are the things that we really do need to do. I think your idea of a legal action is ideal. Just be aware that the system is against you in the process.
Be aware of the pitfalls, but regardless, it educates people. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana. You're on the air, Mike.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Three things I want to go over here real quickly. One, the last time I talked to you, Alex, about the spraying of the chemicals on the shoreline here.
Yeah, that's now admitted, the core exit.
Yes, sir. It so happens that Wayne Mattson was in town at that time. An associate of him of his got a hold of me. I got to meet Wayne, and he spent 3 days going over the material I was able to put him in contact with, and he wrote a nice article about that.
Good.
So that's nice. One thing I want to pass by about what is going on here with the two of you gentlemen is something I call the cleverness of the insanity of the crimes that are being committed. In a sense that the crimes are so outrageous, they are so insane. And this particularly is true with, I find, the upper middle class professionals. They find it extremely hard to believe the level of the crimes. If you were to bring it up to, and you bring it up to them, the insanity of the crimes themselves are so outrageous as that your mind just rebels against it.
Yeah.
Refuses to recognize.
No, this is a
that.
Very central point. Even myself, at a subconscious level, it's hard to believe. Now it's admitted. We've got to accept the horror, deal with the horror, face the horror, take action. Great points. More calls straight ahead.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb K.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
The last caller hit the nail squarely on the head. It's so unbelievable that 860-plus cities allow illegal aliens to be released over and over again, not even arrested, for drunk driving. And every week or two, I read about it in Arizona or Texas or this new one's in Virginia, where the illegal alien kills people the third, fourth, fifth time they're arrested. You know, they're finally arrested the third, fourth, fifth time when they kill somebody. I've seen reports of, like, third time an illegal had been stopped for drunk driving. They ran into a cop car and almost killed the cop. Here it is. Virginia police, illegal immigrant charged with killing nun and injuring two others in car crash. He'd been arrested three times. I mean, had not been arrested three times previously. It just goes over the whole article, but he's finally been arrested and charged. This is just insane how it's so bold. How they just do it all in our face. Dr. Michael Kaufman, your comments on this.
It is, and it's one of the things that I go over in the book, in the fact that there is this serious psychological disconnect between what they believe and what is real, what is reality. There is a disconnect from reality. How in the world can you justify having a system set up that will allow this kind of thing to go on? If you and I were caught drunk driving three or four times, we'd be put in jail. They're just constantly released because it's the right thing to do. It is insane, as you're saying, and the only way that we can begin to take our nation back initially is at the ballot box. Begin to really promote those candidates or support those candidates who are holding a constitutional position. And in my suggestions as to how to solve this, I give a list of things that you should be asking your candidates. Put them on the spot. Help them to understand that you're deadly serious about going back to the original constitutional intent of having a limited form of government. Even a liberal will begin to get the hint, I think, after a while. We are so, the present members of Congress, both Senate and the Congress itself, are so disconnected They believe that you're the greatest thing since sliced bread while they're getting elected, but once they're elected, they could care less.
Did you see Congressman Stark say this week that the federal government can, quote, do anything it wants to individuals?
Yes.
Let me be specific, though, because I was looking at another case of an illegal being released. He'd been arrested twice for drunk driving. He'd been let go in other, quote, traffic wrecks and accidents. So he'd been arrested and released and not arrested a whole bunch of times, but twice for drunk driving. And some of this went on 2 years ago. I mean, it just illustrates how criminal this government is.
Yes. It really does.
What was the point you were trying to make? Because we're almost out of time.
I don't remember. Let's go on.
No, it's just more and more, Doc, I'm just overwhelmed. I mean, I can't believe how insanely out of control the government and the globalists are, how they're destroying the planet, how they're doing all these dangerous things, how they are so corrupt. And I guess that's it. The average person just can't believe this is really happening.
No, you can't. It's so outrageous that you have yourself a disconnect. You can't believe it's happening. You downplay it in its seriousness, and because you're busy with your life and so forth, you go on and don't actually do anything about it. Now is the time to get involved and begin to do something about it. I can't overemphasize that enough. We have the opportunity in November to begin to change this around, and we have to do everything we can to do that.
Well, God bless you, sir, and we appreciate you spending time with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Folks, it also financially supports us when you go to InfoWars.com and buy books like Rescue a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Flawed. We've also got a deal running for only 2 weeks. You can get 4 copies of Fall of the Republic for the price of 1. 1 for yourself, this preeminent film, and 3 others to give away with the expanded extras. It's the same thing with Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Buy 1, get 3 free, or buy 2, get 8 free. InfoWars.com. I want to say great job to the crew. Key info on the biological warfare vaccines coming up. InfoWars.com.